for two. Oh man, what are they selling this mic for? $279.95, and they had it in the showcase. I think they wanted $399 for it, something like that. You know, they had it on display.
WAME, in case we didn't do that.
E3 or
WAME. Yeah, we'd be too soon. So I'm in the store.
W4DUJ.
And I get the salesman, and I handed him the ad. He's like, well, we're not going to match. I said, what do you mean you're not matching this price? Oh, we're sold out. I says, well, you got one in the showcase there. I said, I'll take that one. Oh, we don't have a case for it. You know, he kept giving me excuses.
Well, no doubt.
Yeah, so I said, can I please speak to the manager? You know, so we finally the manager comes around. And I go through the same thing with him. He goes, do you see that? Giving the ad, and he goes to a computer. They had a computer right by the register there. He went online, he checked the price, he verified it, you know, legitimate ad. And told the salesman, go get the mic out of the case and give it to him. And, you know, they didn't give me no box, no nothing. All they gave me was the mic and the shock mount. They put it in a bag, and they sold it to me for that price. And I left the store.
There you go. Hey, man, another more experience with a Ray Bosco one time. And I got it, but I had to stand my ground.
The plastic box with the foam in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that was all part of the showcase. In other words, they had the mic on display, and then they had the box behind it. You know, the carrying case?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was it. But, man, you're like, I can stop talking almost 2 hours, man.
Well, it was worth it.
Yeah, you know, the guy was like, oh, we're sold out. I go, I'll take that one. And then I got into it with him. I said, listen, let me tell you something. I said, there are all these signs, banners hanging down from the ceiling. We will match any legitimate price, you know. And I was like, why are you giving me a hard time with this? I said, you know, well, I can't sell it to you. Yeah, I mean, I just got fed up with the guy, and, you know, I said, let me talk to the manager. I waited 35 minutes before the manager decided to come talk to me.
Oh, yeah. I ran into that one time somewhere. I'm just trying to think, and I just don't know where it was at there. You know, a place said that would match prices, which they would. But the thing of it is, what they didn't show, like in fine print, and you read it, within $25. Or $30 or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Within that limit, they would match prices. Any more than that there, they wouldn't match it. And I said, what kind of joke is this, you know?
I kind of doubled on Dave before, but I had the same, almost the exact same thing happen trying to buy a rifle scope at Dick's Sporting Goods where they would match somebody else's price. I bought the scope. Yeah, 2 days later, man, I see somebody else's advertisement. I walk in there with the advertisement. So here's the same scope for this amount. And oh, I had to get the manager and do all this crap, but they finally did. They made it good.
Well, that's a good thing. Oh, yeah, that's a good thing. Anytime you can save some of them dollars and keep them in your pocket, it's a good day.
Oh, yeah. Not leaving that store without this RV20. I tell you, what did I have, man? I had them by the, you know what?
Wee doggy. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think they look like here? I mean, it might not be your type of style or what there, but I think they're pretty awesome looking there when you get them on your boom and stretch them out in front of you there. And I like the way they look. Yeah, they pretty neat there. I started by the 27 there, like I say, a while back one time, and I did, and I had all that trouble with them, and I don't know. They definitely got something going on there with that mic, and I don't know what it is, but the last one, like I was telling you, I had to send it back to an address where they sure wanted me to send it to there, so I guess they're going to dig into it and take it apart and see what the heck's really going on, I reckon. I don't know, but I definitely sent it to another place where they give me the address, and I said, okay, yeah, no problem. They give me the pickup number, and they picked it up.
Did you ever get your money back?
Well, I haven't got my money yet, but it's supposed to be in my account by this coming Thursday once all the paperwork is done and You know how all that crap's supposed to be. But, yeah, I talked to the manager, and everything's supposed to be cool, and I paid with my debit card, and they supposed to reimburse me Thursday. It's supposed to be back to my bank account.
Now, what, just kept all three of them, just one could put on you?
Well, the first one I had there, I sent back to Sam Ash. They sent me another one. And that one there went down on me there with the bacon frying here one night there. And these guys was right here. I know Rob was, and Jerry was here. And, I mean, it was just frying bacon. So I called Sam Ash back. And they said, well, it's no use sending it here. Just, you know, go ahead and send it to shore, which I sent it to shore. They looked at it. And that was like on July the 11th when I sent that mic out. And they got it by, the 14th. And it was around September, what was it, the 20th or something, or the other day? I forget. I got it wrote down. But anyway, you know, Rob, when I got the other one in here and it started doing the same thing, I mean, we're talking about 2 months or so, or maybe longer than 2 months or so, whatever it was there, and they couldn't get the part. They was waiting for the parts to come in to actually finish building the 27 and the 32, the KSM 32. They needed the same type, you know, the part. So once they got a few of them, I guess, in, it was next day and I'm out. It was actually shipping them next day. And when I got the mic, I got in here, and the first night, it was working fine. No problem, sounding good, clean and everything. Come down here the next evening and fired everything up there and just, you know, kind of sitting here talking into the microphone. I kept hearing going, you know, spitting and sputtering. And I just got me a push-to-talk hooked up, and I just keyed it down and I listened. That son of a gun was just twitching and frying like bacon just in the background. I said, oh, no, this son of a gun is going to go down on me again.
I don't know what the hell
would
be causing that. I really don't.
Oh, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you had that mic plugged in, did you leave your symmetrics on or did you turn it off?
I leave it on.
Okay, you leave it on. Okay. You see a little button on the front? It says, isn't there a little button on the front there that says Phantom Supply?
It's on the back.
That little button's on the back, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think with the Shure mic, probably the way they designed it, it probably can't take it. Wait a minute, you're leaving it on. So the mic should have been on all that time then, right?
Well, yeah, it's on the whole time. It's activated. The symmetric stays on, you know, 24/7. And I told the guy, I said, I'm running, you know, with the 528 symmetric, and he said, it shouldn't be a problem. The only thing he said, you know, he asked, same thing Jerry and some of these guys was asking, I wonder, you know, if the Phantom Power's, you know, doing what it's supposed to, and I checked that there, and that looked good, no problem there. And I, like I said, I told the guy out there, and he said, that should not be a problem leaving the mic on.
No, you should be able to leave it on 24/7. That's what I do here. I leave my symmetrics on. I never turn it off. As soon as it's always active. You know, the lights are always, you know, if I walk around the shack and, you know, I'm not on the air, I look over, I can see the LEDs moving, you know.
Oh, yeah. If you make a sound in the room or something like that there, the lights, they blinking on and off.
Well, I made her back.
Well, obviously, it's something in the Phantom Supply circuit. Mike, I don't know if it surges or, I don't know, you got a surge. No, wait a minute, you don't have a line conditioner on there. You do have this, you have the surge protector on. But maybe what's happening is, you know, sometimes you get drops in voltage and rises, and, you know, you don't have like a backup power supply on your system, so. Maybe the tolerance on that mic is very tight when it comes to the Phantom Supply. I don't know. I'm just thinking it sounds like it's in the Phantom circuit.
Yep.
And the meter's back.
I know Rob and Jerry was in here one of them particular nights, and that sucker was sitting here just frying like freaking bacon in a pan. And I heard it through my headphones. I said, oh, God, what the heck is that? So I dropped down, and a few frequencies down below, and I kept listening to it, and I kept looking, and I started, you know, changing cables, and I mean, I played the game, and I couldn't do nothing for it, and after a while, the stuff was gonna burn up, and it wouldn't do nothing.
I'm just thinking better the mic blowing out than your Phantom Supply and the symmetrics.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You want to hear yourself again?
Ripple on a Phantom Power Supply, but I don't know.
Nah, I had my boy to check it out there with one of his meters there. I got a cheap meter here, and I didn't really trust that there, so I kind of had my boy come in here with his, and he checked it, and everything looks good on that there. Yeah, Jerry, if you got another clip there, let her roll, buddy.
Don't be waiting me.
34 DOG.
And AWBV.
And I just don't know where it was at there, you know, a place said that it would match prices, which they would. But the thing of it is, what they didn't show, like in fine print, and you read it, within $25 or $30 or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Within that limit, they would match prices any more than that there. They wouldn't match it. And I said, what kind of joke is this, you know?
The exact same thing happened trying to buy a rifle scope at Dick's Sporting Goods where they would match somebody else's price. I bought the scope. You know, 2 days later, man, I see somebody else's advertisement. I walked in there with the advertisement. So here's the same scope for this amount. And oh, I had to get the manager and do all this crap. But they finally did. They made it good.
Some of them dollars and keep them in your pocket is a good thing. Wee doggy. Hey, Ron.
Yeah?
Well, what do you think? What do you think they look like here? I mean, it might not be your type of style or what there, but I think they pretty awesome looking there when you get them on your boom and stretch them out in front of you there, and I like the way they look.
Oh, it's a nice looking way.
Yeah, they pretty neat there. I started by the 27 there, like I say, a while back one time, and I did, and I had all that trouble with them, and I don't know. They definitely got something going on there with that mic, and I don't know what it is, but the last one, like I was telling you, I had to send it back to an address where they sure wanted me to send it to there, so I guess they're going to dig into it and take it apart and see what the heck's really going on, I reckon. I don't know, but I definitely sent it to another place where they give me the address, and I said, okay, yeah, no problem. They give me the pickup number, and they picked it up.
And AWBV.
Oh, Roger, Roger, W4DOG.
Yeah, W, excuse me, you left your mic line open there, Roger.
I know it.
Really, you can hear it. You're re-recording yourself.
Man, my audio sucks.
No, not that.
Really?
No.
It sounded pretty damn bad from what I heard.
Your audio ain't that bad.
Oh, it ain't that bad.
Remember to do everything all the time.
What'd you say, Jerry?
I said I can't remember to do everything all the time.
I know. It's a lot to remember. What can I say?
Oh, man, I sounded like a 110-pound cat with a, I don't know, some tape around my nuts and with a bunch of men.
Oh, God.
You might sound like that. I heard a hell of a lot worse out of you.
I mean, you might look like that, but you don't quite sound like that.
Man.
Oh, man. Hey, what's going on? It's the AKG C3000B. Just do a search on AKG 3000, and it'll show you a picture of them. Yeah, that's it. It's the AKG C3000B in Bravo. I think it's right punchy there. What I've heard, what Jerry did the clip there, and what I'm hearing through my headphones here through the monitor, I think it's a working.
Thanks so much. You take care. Have a great day, everybody. From K3 and K3.
Doak, John, take care, man, and you're sounding good yourself there. Take care, W4DOG.
Well, I do have a question. Are you really robust?
Take care, John.
I'm just a big old boy.
I never heard you sound better.
I know what you mean. Yeah, Dave, I think I'm going to like it pretty good. There goes that sweeper.
Man, he is a freaking sweeper magnet.
Yeah, they're still looking for him. Look at him. He's dancing and prancing.
Hey, I've still got this thing 30 hertz high. Is it time to bring it down around?
Sure. Well, it's moving.
Daggone radio ought to be warmed up by now.
Yeah, well, it's coming around there now where you got it.
Well, leave it alone, I guess.
You got the optional TCXO on that radio?
No.
Oh, there you go.
Well, normally I start off about here, and as the radio warms up, I drop it down about 30 hertz. I'm 30 hertz, 30 hertz over frequency radar.
Hey, TCXO from that radio? I think it's 280, CR 283 or 282, I forget.
282, yeah.
Yeah. That radio really needs it.
They get the service manual for that.
I've got it.
You have to do your carrier plan.
Yeah, it's a little tricky. You got to have a frequency counter to do that.
Right, which I don't have.
It's got to be a very accurate.